said maybe I'm not properly understanding, I don't have my own understanding. But you just said that Guru is one for every person. Life after life, Guru is one. But sometimes situations such that devotee knows that if he will go to one guru, he will give him diksha, and he can go to another guru, and he too knows that he will give diksha. And why it's happening like that? Because guru sees his disciple, and in that situation, I'm a bit confused. So,
what's the question?
It's generally said that one guru will come, means disciple will have one guru life after life. But sometimes we see that disciple goes to one guru and he is willing to give diksha.
He knows he can get initiation from one or another and he can't choose. But I understand that gurus have to see their disciple. And why one can give and another can give, if guru is one.
If guru is one, why two gurus are willing to give diksha to disciple? Because they already know that.
A guru represents transcendental reality. Disciple, I can't get this question.
So
take initiation from one, okay, one guru.
It's not yet taken initiation, but if there are cases like two gurus are willing to give diksha to a disciple, how it is possible? Because guru already sees that he is my disciple. Why that is?
I don't exactly know your question. The thing is, guru represents the transcendental atmosphere. There's different types of gurus representing different viewpoints and destinations of transcendental reality. Because you're not saying very specifically. Any guru can give you diksha. You can have one guru and leave that guru and take diksha from another guru. There's also a facility for that, and there's reasons to leave one guru and go to another guru and take diksha. They're explained in Bhakti Sandarbha and other shastras also, what are the conditions and situations where you can and should leave a particular guru and take initiation from another guru. So you can have any number of diksha gurus life after life. But at some time in life, in some life, you may meet a guru. You may meet a guru that represents transcendental reality and reveals your siddhadeya to you. Reveals your siddhadeya and his or her siddhadeya. And that guru is called Sadguru. This is one way it's defined. That guru is called Sadguru. And in the Chandogya Upanishad, which is quoted in Vedanta Sutra, Govinda Vasya by Balaji Vajibhushan, he said, a liberated soul, one who is a sadhana siddha, he can have 1, 2, 3, up to 1,020 forms. So a guru can get liberated, he can go to the spiritual world and be there one form serving Radha Krishna, and come in another form to be with that disciple next life. So in that way, the same guru, the same jivava, can come in life after life and meet that disciple and continue to teach that disciple until the disciple gets liberated. So that's there. And some people say, so I've heard also some gurus say, the guru gets liberated, he doesn't come back. So that's that particular guru's viewpoint, that the guru gets liberated, and then Krishna will send some other guru, some other jivatma, to that disciple. So there's an example of that jiva having different guru and different lifetimes. But both things are possible because the Chandogya Upanishad is saying you can expand. The liberated guru can have up to 1,020 forms. So that's true. And this Acharya who also said the other thing, that can also be true. The guru has one form and he goes back to the spiritual world He does his nitya seva around Krishna. Now Krishna has a contract with the jiva. He'll send another guru. So one way or another, either the guru will come back or Krishna will send the guru. This is the karuna. That's why Krishna is called Bhakti Vatsala. Krishna's affection for devotees. He said, what's that verse? Rishi Samsara Sagarat. Gita verse. What verse, what chapter is that?
12th chapter, 8th verse.
12th chapter, 8th verse. Yeah, Tesham Aham Samudarta. Krishna says in 12th chapter of Gita, verse 8, I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. So Krishna is delivering every jiva from birth and death, personally or by expanding itself as guru. So, does that answer your question?
I have not understood very well, but...
What's your question exactly? If you make your question clear, I can give a more clear answer.
I always was told that there is one guru, and you have to find this one life after life. So now I am a bit confused. You said that someone can have many Diksha Gurus, yes? If I understood properly. It's true or not?
The Shastras say you have one Diksha Guru, you have many Shiksha Gurus.
I have many Shiksha, but one Diksha.
You can have one Diksha Guru, but if you're a Diksha Guru in different circumstances, if he's not teaching proper Siddhanta, or if he starts off as a Vaishnava and starts preaching Advaitin, Mayavadi philosophy, or if he becomes an offender to Vaishnavas and doesn't allow you to hear katha from advanced Vaishnavas, then you can leave that guru and take diksha from another guru. This is Shastras were telling, Bhakti Sandarbha by Jiva Goswami. So what that means is you have one Diksha Guru, but when you leave him and take another Diksha Guru, that's when you take another Diksha, that cancels the other Diksha. So at any given time in a disciple's life, he only has one Diksha Guru. As Jiva Goswami says, as soon as you take Diksha again, then that new Diksha cancels the previous Diksha. So now you have one Diksha Guru, the other one is cancelled. No more relationship, no more sambandha. Sambandha means relationship. You don't have two Diksha Gurus. Any given time you have one Diksha Guru. Is that clear?
At one lifetime, one Diksha Guru, is that
clear? While you're alive, one lifetime you have one Diksha Guru. But if he does all things I said, he's envious of Vaishnavas, he's a fault finder. Then you leave him and take Diksha. Now you're still alive the same life. You have two Diksha Gurus, but one is dysfunctional.
Yeah, if something is wrong with the Guru...
And the second one may go crazy, and you take a third one. I know disciples have five Gurus in one lifetime. They have five Diksha Gurus. Very common. Yeah.
Yes, but then, due to his offenses, he don't have good relationship with his guru in next life, and he don't feel that he is his guru, although he met him, and he chooses another guru.
What's your question?
Yes, my English not good.
What do you know in Russian? What language do you know? We can translate. You know Russian?
Russian, Lithuanian. I don't say
English. It's more like Hindi Russian, boss. What a bit touched about
the
Russian
language.
Yeah. You know English or German or you're left Italian, you're left out.
Jai Radhe
Shyam.